Are you recording? I can't wait till I get you
on for good looking. He's just gonna play what he wants. There's no theme.
He has to always explain it. That's the thing.
Why do I always have to explain?
Because you're on a different level, man. Like,
it's at least with
which
Jack,
is cool. Yeah.
With Jack, it was intuitive. Like it kind of like, oh, okay, I see what he did. We have to think when Ice picks the hits, and you know, perhaps we should try to think more in our day-to-day lives. But damn it, we're looking for a relief, like some release.
It's on a deeper level. That's all.
Yeah.
This is part of the 2020 experience. Come on. No? Still nothing? One of my favorite songs from that album.
I didn't know that album existed.
Part one of two.
That's the name of the album? I didn't know.
The 2020 experience?
I didn't know. I literally didn't know. Sorry. I'm not a big Justin Timberlake fan.
I would decline that experience.
Come on, man. 2020 experience.
I don't mean to crap on you. Like,
I know
you're a mark.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
He might, but I know you're a mark, so I shouldn't give you too much guff, but
he's one sexy beast.
Need less of that in 2020.
Stop.
Yeah, stop this right now. Stop the show.
Oh, man. How you boys doing? Good?
That better. Was better. Like
better?
Two
yeah,
minutes
better.
Ago.
Yeah, for sure. It's good.
Been better or doing better? Been better.
Been better.
Been better.
I don't know. Today is just kind of dragging. I took the day off, so it wasn't in the
whoa.
Office today.
The day off?
Yeah.
Froze us out on the Slack, but had the whole day to himself.
Not to myself, no. Not at all.
What were you doing with your day?
Well, actually, it was kind of by myself.
See this shit?
Yeah.
You see this?
What?
Did you get a message?
I didn't know. I had to do some...
Bone dry.
I did some stuff around the house. Yeah. Get ready for...
What do the kids say? You left us on red, bro.
I didn't know that. I don't know what that means. I'll take it. I don't know. Dead ass, though.
Dead ass, though.
Yeah, I was just taking care of stuff at home. So. But yeah, I was incommunicado on Slack. I saw the message, and I was like, I'll get to that. And then I forgot about
hours and hours. The question was, hey, are we doing a show tonight? And I got one affirmative, and then it's just...
Radio science.
Hey, I was getting mentally ready. Like, we're just going to have a two-man show tonight.
That was at like at 1 o'clock or something, right? Yeah.
And the response came at 4.
Yeah.
After like, the follow-up.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you're still there, right? What? Yeah.
I was just checking for proof of life, honestly.
I'm here.
All right. One could argue that may not be the case.
Perfect.
I've been excited to come back. I was this close to like peeing you both. Like, come on, let's do a show last week. I needed a reason to get out the house. I was like, please, come on.
Legit question. Why didn't we do a show last Thursday?
Well, I was thinking, you know, given it was Christmas and all that.
It's the day after Christmas.
We wanted to take a day off, a week off to spend time with family or, you know, whatever.
Was that a mistake for you?
Yeah. Like, I woke up in the morning. I was like, I'm about to text both of you guys. Like, come on, let's do a show, please. Come on. Come on. Yeah.
We could have done a quickie.
We could have done it.
Call it the quick slam.
We could have done it at Liam's house. He has on Saturday.
He wanted to.
Yeah, he did. He did. We could have done.
He
that.
He told us the day of, like that. That is, if that's
and we
not,
could
like,
have riffed. It doesn't matter. Like we're good. We're actually. I think we're.
It would have been seven of us in his one hot ass
room. That is true. His room, that room, the soundproof room that he has, is where his office is.
His quiet room.
It's very small. So
did
it's like
he was soundproof.
But yeah, so he said.
Oh really?
Yeah, so the previous owner. Played music or instruments, and so they soundproofed that one room. I was like, oh, cool. So that's his office now.
Yeah,
so.
don't blacklight that room. That's all I'm going to say.
That's why it's soundproof,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, we could have did that. Maybe after. But you were kind of tied.
No, well, that day, we were actually thinking about coming back. So I was trying
got it.
I was trying to like track you guys on the app to see if you were still there or not. And
at Liam's house.
But then I don't think there was signal, so I couldn't find you. Like I figured I could have saw.
We left last.
Yeah, you guys were last.
Oh. We were there.
Yeah.
Then we could have easily been back.
We drank all the juices, but we were still there.
Yeah, I found out after I got home the missus was feeling better, so she wanted to come out now.
Oh, perfect.
She felt like she was missing out, so
she
I was like,
fell ill when it was time to go to Liam's house. Hi, Liam. Nice. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
We'll plan it out better next time. But on that note, the music stops, so we should start.
Oh, fuck.
Hey,
let's do this.
And
hold on.
Now. From the Bad Slant Studio in Fairfax, Virginia, live from Eddie's room, this is the Bad Slant Podcast. We're pouring drinks, we're messing up the board, we're doing everything.
Nobody knows. We're playing the hits.
Nobody knows. If you're checking us out on YouTube, we thank you. Check us out on our website, badslant.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, at badslant. If you're checking us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, CastBox, is that still a thing in 2020? I don't know.
I think so.
But we're definitely a thing on Pandora. Wherever you listen, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and as always, support your boys by shopping through the link, badslant.com/support. We got links to Amazon, Target.com, Walmart.com, all the goodies to carry you through the holiday hangover that I'm sure you are experiencing. The same hangover we experienced last week that led us to not doing a show. It's totally fine. But I'm sure you're still doing some shopping. We did shopping in advance of last week's show. Not last week's show, 2 weeks ago, for our Bad Slant Christmas White Elephant gift swap. I don't know what the hell you call it these days. What we experienced was much worse than your typical White Elephant swap, at least when it came to the lows of that thing. But... I actually enjoyed my gift. The okay. Weight Guru's...
I thought you were talking about the red underwear.
That was not my gift, and I want to make that perfectly clear. As much as Liam wanted it to be mine, it found its proper home with Jack. But I got from ICE the Weight Guru's smart scale with the body composition thing, app sync, the whole nine. I'm sure... We were kind of in a drunken stupor at that point, at least I was, and you gave it a good rundown of all the features. I've tried it out in the time since, and for everyone that's within the sound of my voice, it's time for some harsh truths, and I found them out in the last week and a half or so. So it actually tells you what your BMI is, your body fat, what else? So water weight, and I'm carrying a lot of water, which I don't think is water. It's probably mostly bourbon at this point. But I'll give you the rundown real quick. AJ's stats here for the week. We are sitting at 57.5% water weight. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's a lot of booze, man.
I've heard others say that they have much less water, at least when they go to the doctor. So I think I'm in the good range there. The BMI is 38.4%. According to the internet, that means I'm average for a man of my age. This is the part that's a little concerning, though. The body fat, 23.8%. Which, according to the internet, again, is "quote unquote" acceptable. So
acceptable by the internet.
Okay, the internet says acceptable. That I'm within two decimal places of being within obese. So we're skirting a line here that I didn't think I would get to. But you can experience the same trauma that I have in the last week and a half by going to Target, getting the Weight Guru's App Sync Smart Scale. It is regularly on sale for $39.99. It's on sale now for $35.99. I don't know what ICE paid for it, but...
It jumped up a little bit from the Christmas sales. But it's still... Nice. That's still not a bad...
Solid deal. And again, harsh truths in 2020. I'm learning them on a daily basis. And again, it syncs to your app. You can see the dots go up and down. I haven't seen a lot of down yet, but we'll hope for the best in 2020. So check it out. If you buy the scale, make sure you buy it through our link on the website.
And for those of you that wonder about the app, so you could use, I believe
you got one too.
I believe I don't have this one. I got a different brand, but I'm assuming...
The better one.
So I'm assuming you're using their app, right?
Yes, the Weight Gurus app.
Did you use the Apple app? Is that
so? So the great part about their app is it's actually compatible on iOS, Android.
Oh, cool.
You could use their native app, or if you're a Fitbit person, you can send the data to Fitbit every time you step on the scale.
Sweet.
If you like that iOS health app, you can send all that data your native phone health thing too. So you're not locked into their, even though it's their scale, you can send that information anywhere you want to. So I know there's a lot of concerns from people that they're like diehard Fitbit people. So you can send data to Fitbit.
Oh, nice.
So it's pretty neat.
Who are those people?
Yeah. Stole the words out of my mouth. Like, Who is an adamant Fitbit person?
All those people that bought all the wristbands early on because they're like so cheap and stuff. And yeah, now everyone has Fitbits. Like, and people who like, I would give it to Fitbit. Their sleep tracker thing is kind of cool. If you like monitoring your sleep.
Didn't you get me a Fitbit 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was recalled and then you got it. Then you got it replaced.
Yeah, and then it died again.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It was cool while it lasted, though.
I lost mine, too, because I bought it.
He lost it the same time he got his Apple Watch.
I got it replaced, but I lost the replacement as well because the little stupid thing, it pops. It was like a little pea-sized thing that slips into one of those like rubber wristbands.
Got it, yeah.
It's the worst.
Terrible.
At least the new one is like a full-blown, like, watch,
yeah, it looks like a bracelet. Watch. Yeah, yeah.
So those are better.
And they're still not as expensive as like an the Apple iWatch.
Oh yeah,
the Apple Watch
definitely cheaper.
Yeah, for sure.
We mourn for your loss, Ice. But this one's a winner. That was a loser. This one's a winner. The Weight Gurus App Sync Smart Scale. Get on it and get it through our link. So that was purchased as part of our White Elephant gift exchange. We had the idea of doing a vote, and evidently having people vote on things during the holiday season, horrible idea. So at this rate, is it fair to say it's a draw?
I mean, we all have our opinions.
Within this room, we all agreed that your gift, quote unquote, was the absolute worst.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I can't. There is no function for it. I'm not going to. I wore it. Not really. No, I didn't wear it. It's still sitting in my bag. So, I have not pulled it out of my bag since.
The most disappointing part was our buddy Phil was just chiming in on the conversation that ensued in the week following.
He's like, oh my God, that's so good.
Make it a turtleneck, bro!
Shout out to Phil.
I love Phil. I love you, Phil. Even though we're number two on your podcast list.
Number two.
Who does number two work for?
Not for Phil. So I just imagine him screaming at the top of his lungs. But he was kind of a proponent for the gift. But
it's a shtick. Gag
it's so
gift.
Sticky. Like,
I'm just like, I put some thought into my gift and I felt robbed that I picked this awful piece of shit. And not even, and I'm like, oh my
it
God.
It found its home.
I know, it found me.
You have one, right? I thought he gave us all
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I gave.
What happened to yours?
I gave it to him.
Because, you have two?
Because he had $10 worth of gift.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did not
adhere to the rules.
Two rules.
Of gift exchange.
There's two rules, right? We had to buy it through our links.
I don't even know if he adhered to that.
Yeah, and then you had to pay. Yeah, a minimum was 20. Minimum, not the ceiling. And then he only gave me a $10 gift, so I was like, all right.
The idea.
He did the same thing last year with that damn Ouija board.
And then, yeah.
Did he buy two Ouija boards?
No, one.
It was one.
And he was claiming it was like a $50 Ouija board or something.
Nah.
No,
negative.
What? The test results came back and it confirmed that was a lie. Yeah.
Well, I kept mine. I may try.
You kept
it
your Ouija board?
I mean,
wait, what?
My Longjiang.
Longjiang,
the namesake for the episode.
Yeah. Sick.
But I do want to, if we're going to do this again next year, I feel like I needed more time because I feel like...
the short turnaround kind of kills you.
It really does because all the stuff I had in mind to buy... was all through Amazon.
It was a week. Yeah. We only had a week.
There's only so much. Cause I was checking Walmart, Target,
problem.
And I couldn't get what I wanted to get. And Amazon had it, but there was no way it was going to make it to me in time. And I did order one thing, but again, it got to me like over the weekend. So I was just like, if we're gonna do it again, let's. I like the concept. Let's do it just like with a couple more weeks.
Sure,
buffer,
yeah. So begin, probably right after Thanksgiving, we just announce it.
I was gonna say Thanksgiving. That the whenever we do that episode, we have our Thanksgiving show would be a good time to congregate. We probably have more than the usual suspects here. We may have some guests in house. That might be a good time to pull everybody in, make the decree, and lay out the ground rules.
Yeah,
and make sure everybody understands the ground rules when they're part of the exchange. Otherwise, we have another travesty. Going to, what, 3 years running?
Yeah, it'll be a third year if I get. I mean,
if you pull
another one of his,
I'm not one to call my shot. But if you pull another Liam gift, I mean that would have to like end the gift exchange, possibly the podcast period. But like it would just be too much for me to handle.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Probably too much for you too.
Yeah. People listening probably think we're staging that.
No,
it was not.
It's not a frozen envelope situation. It is not Patrick Ewing going to the Knicks. This is completely organic how this happened. I think you guys have like this aura about you, like Rick James, like this orange glow about
you. Well, I stole his gift, and then he stole it. So he stole it back.
I don't remember the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, whatever happened, so I had to pick a gift.
Speaking of nuts, we should have checked in with Billy on the status of his ball trimmer.
Oh, yeah.
That was your purchase, correct?
Correct. Yeah. The lawnmower.
That was a good one.
Yeah, Manscaped.
And the crop something.
Wait, crop dusting? What are you talking about?
Crop Metcalf?
That cream that came with it. It was like the crop preserver or something. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know
that. It was the lawnmower and the crop something.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It was a supplement to that product?
Yeah, it's probably helping.
The ball's aftershave.
Okay, nice. It's in the kit, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that you purchased.
No. It wasn't like an add-on that he purchased.
Jack was walking down the aisle from the thing. He's like, what goes well with the man's? I need relief for my Secret Santa.
No, not at all. That wasn't it.
Aftershave on the balls, that's gotta hurt.
If it's cooling, should be good.
Yeah, should be great.
Come on, man.
Aside from all that unpleasantness from what we experienced together here, how was your Christmas?
It was fun. It was relaxing.
All right.
Spent time with the in-laws and spent time with you on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Plan that one out.
Yeah, we planned that one out. Your wife didn't make it because she got deathly ill,
which I may have contracted.
Oh God,
that may have came from her. Might have come from like all your little rugrats, who I love to to pieces, but they are little carriers of the plague.
That day, was she sick on Christmas Day or
yes. The day after?
Wait,
the day.
Yeah,
Christmas Day.
You guys were together on Christmas Day.
Yeah, no, Christmas Day, correct. Yeah. So she had interactions with her niece, who unfortunately had the flu.
Your kids got her sick.
No.
Her niece.
Her sister's daughter.
My children are fine.
Who wore a Michael Jackson face mask the entire time for Christmas. It was the saddest sight I've ever seen. But this cutest little girl had to sit there, like basically in a little bubble by herself on this ottoman.
Little bubble girl.
That's so sad.
Yeah, but Mrs. AJ threw back a few wines and got a little too close to the safe zone,
mm-hmm.
And woke up the next day feeling like death. So, yeah. So that
did
kept
you
her.
Quarantine her? Just like keep her away from you?
She stayed home. Okay. I think I might have fallen asleep on the couch. Like, I don't know. that might have saved me that day, but now I'm kind of working through some shit. So
That's why I told the wife, I'm like, you stay in the room.
Yeah,
like,
not to mention your kids too, damn it.
Oh my God, man.
That is true.
It's been like 3 weeks of hell. Just like,
God, the holidays suck. Why do we do this every year?
It's never been this bad.
This sucks.
This is probably the worst year.
This sucks.
That's true.
Eat like, shit, 2019.
Like my kids got sick, like, their last week of school that was, like, filled with, like, movies and parties and
sweets.
Wait,
what's Phil have to do with this?
So, it's, like, the best week of the year for them, and one of my daughters was sick, and she couldn't take part in all that stuff. Then, after all that, and she got better, the next one got sick, and after that, the wifey got sick.
Yeah.
And, of course, she happened to get sick on Christmas Eve, so that means Christmas Day.
On Christmas Eve.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of convenient illnesses for Mrs. Ice.
Seriously.
Well, you're playing the New Year's music. Like, did she recover in time for New Year's? Or?
Yeah, I guess. Kinda, yeah. I think
kind of soldiered through.
It's kind of like been this, like, I don't know what it is that's going around, but it's like after you get better, you're
Black
not,
Plague.
You're not, like, quite there, but you're functioning, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the flu's going around. Was it the flu?
It's flu-like symptoms. I don't know what it is. She went to urgent care to get tested, and they said she didn't have any like I don't know. Like all, they checked all the serious stuff.
Swab.
Like, no.
Probably viral or something.
Yeah, something viral. So she just had to let it
meme,
pass.
Meme, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing?
No. Okay. But me, luckily, this, like, I have the weakest immune system, and somehow I persevered through this thing. Like, I'm still, like, I don't think I'm normal, but I'm
no,
fighting.
No, you are not.
I'm fighting. What the? But I'm fighting every day, man. I can't go down. Like, I have so much to do. I can't.
Post the show tonight? Yeah. That. I'm surprised you haven't succumbed to the household filled with influenza.
I can't find my Zicam, but you talk highly of Zicam.
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Every day I'm like, I'm taking like whatever I could find in the closet.
Every 3 hours, damn it. But you look no worse for the wear, so I'm glad to have you alive and well-ish,
it's
I guess.
The vino.
Maybe the wine's probably not a good idea. Did we do anything special on New Year?
No, actually, we just hung
fantastic
out.
Fantastic.
But we stayed up, too.
Can you keep this part of the thing, PG?
Yeah.
I have the PTSD. Yeah. Yeah. Still,
there's a lot of coitus last year, right?
Can you stop it with that?
I didn't say it.
God damn it!
That's how they ring in the New Year.
We hung out, but we actually stayed up for New Year's. We made it to the countdown. First time in like the last 4 years.
Forever, ever?
Yeah, forever. Because
they saved the coitus till after.
Mother.
That's the trick. When you do it before, you're not going to make it to the countdown.
I guess not. Yeah, that's true. I won't make it.
Because it's like instant.
Instant. Gratification. I'm going to go downstairs and get the rest of that bourbon that Jack got me for Christmas.
Knob Creek.
Shout out to Knob Creek. Knob Creek is the shit.
Didn't you crush that bottle?
No, it was a bit. God. I will say, we actually put a pretty good dent in it in the week and a half since we acquired the bottle. So I did the nice bit where I
oh, made it. Manhattans.
Yeah.
Or old fashioned.
Made a couple of those. Probably got me where I am right now.
Nice.
My big. So remember the little grenade blends that we were drinking last episode? I want. Not quite. The blends.
All right.
You don't... come on, man. We were drinking a bottle the last episode. Anyways. So that bottle...
Oh, Blanton's.
Yeah, Blanton's.
He said... It sounded like blends.
Blends, yes.
Yeah, so I was like, what's a blend? Is that like a stevia thing? Or what is it like? Did he make sparkling seltzer?
He made
it
us
takes
a smoothie?
Too much energy to enunciate.
What
come
a
on.
Loser.
Blanton's.
Okay, Blanton's.
Okay, there you
okay.
go. Got it.
Blanton's.
So...
We're Blanton. So we had the blend.
Yeah.
And
so I won another bottle for my for the
oh what the hell
for Secret Santa or something.
White elephant with the cousins.
The cousins.
So I ended up stealing the second time. So I locked the pick and I got the Blantons.
Nice. So yeah. we're doing another Blantons tasting on the show.
We can. Let me know.
Is it the same bot type?
It's the same. It's the grenade one. They're not gonna put the full size one in there. No way.
Bunch of cheapskates. Kidding. Completely kidding. Kind of.
But yeah, so that was like my big win of Christmas, I think.
Well, if you bring that over, I will gladly help you take care of it because I'm taking care of that Knob Creek in short order, which is, it's fantastic, by the way.
Yeah.
It has made a very good old-fashioned Manhattan and just straight-up bourbon. Thumbs up from AJ and Mrs. AJ.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sweet. What the hell did I do for New Year's?
You guys getting any good Christmas presents or...
That? Oh, what? Oh, you know what? Mrs. Speaking of booze, I'm just kind of playing the type at this point. I got a cocktail recipe book from Mrs. AJ.
Nice.
It's a small thing. Like, we've gone on trips this year. Like, we spent enough money on each other. Like, wasn't a big deal. But she threw this in there along with an AirPod carry case. You know.
For the new AirPods?
For the Pros, which I have...
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
You have to show me.
Yeah,
I've been looking for some.
Yeah, you know what? You can take the whole thing. the experiment's over. But I love the gift. But the recipe book that she got me was a book derived from the show Vanderpump Rules, which
I don't know if either of you care anything about.
No.
They're two very attractive people amongst other attractive people on the show that are bartenders, and they have a whole recipe book, and the thing's called fancy AF cocktails. Yeah, it's thumbs up from
have you tried some?
I realize I don't have anything required to make any of the cocktails. Like, they have this long epilogue about you need tequila, you need some bitters, some simple syrup, da da da. I'm just like, all right, I got most of those things. And then I peel through the first three pages and like, oh, well, I guess I'm not drinking tonight because I don't have guava-infused vodka on hand. Like,
Who doesn't have that? Come on.
Evidently, I'm the only one. So, like, I'm just flipping through the page. Like, there's a cheesy section. There's a cheap section. There's a
cheesy section?
Like every little subgenre of cocktails that they've come up with. And I don't have anything to make any of these things except for the one that says straight up tequila. I don't have tequila.
This recipe book sounds terrible.
I know.
This sounds like a bad gift.
It's fun to read, though. And they're all provocatively dressed. Yeah, she's a blonde, and he's like this... the guy is Tom Sandoval. You don't know who he is, but...
Tom Sandoval.
He's
been my one seed from day one. See? So if I go gay, he's the one. And he's knocking
me about Justin Timberlake. Come on, man.
I'm not going to shoehorn a decade-old album into this podcast just because you got a throbbing heart on.
2020 experience. How relevant is that?
The album is a million years old.
It doesn't matter.
All right, so I think we put a bow on the holidays, right? We're ready to run screaming from all of it, I think.
Yeah, new year, new you, man.
Yeah, exactly. Did you guys do any TV? Don't ever say that again. Did you guys watch any TV over the holiday season? I'm willing to guess. Ice has already answered the question. Yes. Did we all watch The Mandalorian over the holidays?
Yes.
Survey says?
Yes.
Okay, fair. Did we all finish the 8-episode run of The Mandalorian?
Yes.
Fair. Okay.
I finished the 8th one today. It's over the holidays.
A real sprint to the finish there. Yeah.
I didn't think he would.
I had
nail biter.
I actually was on point and on schedule with each episode's release.
It's just this last one.
Just this last one. I just let it lapse. It's just like whatever. And then it got released.
It'll be there.
Yeah, it'll be.
No
there,
one's gonna right? spoil it for you.
No, and people. I think on Twitter people were talking about it. And I just avoided it. And somehow I just didn't.
I don't know how you did that?
I just didn't see any spoilers. And
I had the Rise of Skywalker almost ruined for me, or somewhat ruined for me. But it's fine.
Have you seen it?
I have.
How about you?
No.
No, I haven't either.
Well, we'll just avoid that conversation. Yeah.
Right.
So you watched the last episode today.
Correct. Then you're up to date, right?
Yes, I am.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the way.
Yes.
So, okay. I dug the show.
Yeah.
It's going to sound like I don't like the show.
Warning, this is going to be a spoiler alert.
If you no.
Contrarian right here.
Yeah. Okay, should we just tell everybody to punch out right now?
If you haven't seen...
And you plan on watching it.
Yeah, then you should probably check out right now.
The next 7 days, please go ahead and hit pause and fast forward, like, I don't know, 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But I still don't think, like, even if they know what happens, I don't think it's going to, like, ruin the show for them because...
It's a really performance-driven show. Yeah. Like,
it's all the performances so far.
Like, you could have told me everything that happened, and I think I would have still enjoyed it. It's not one of those type of shows where it's, like, hearing the end spoils anything.
Yeah, the ending of this season.
I just think it was a great show all around.
Yes. Yeah. I think the rumor is that so Favreau was kind of like the showrunner for this.
Yeah.
I think the rumor is that he's going to supplant Kathleen Kennedy, who is overseeing like Lucasfilm, like Star Wars properties for Disney, and he's going to be the new head honcho.
Wow. That would be sick.
What he's created already.
Can you imagine beyond this?
I mean, what he's done for the whole MCU as a whole with the first
Disney.
With Iron Man, right? He directed Iron Man.
And then he's directed freaking The Jungle Book and The Lion King.
Yeah. So I mean, The Lion King was kind of a
letdown.
I don't think it was that bad.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, in hindsight. But, I mean, your initial reaction to it was very jarring. It was very not...
Less Beyonce.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
But, you know, but what he's done here with The Mandalorian is great. But if he gets that gig to lead all of
That's
Marvel
a game Studios, changer.
Yeah, that would be sick. That would be so sick.
Those Game of Thrones guys can pound it up their ass for all we care. Yeah.
But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed the series from end to end. It was okay. Here it comes.
Do you agree with the sentiment on Rotten Tomatoes that says this is 100% on the tomato meter? 100%.
Why is that? Everybody, is that what it is?
They got 100%.
As of episode 8, it may have changed in the week since that it came out, but it was sitting at 100%.
No. I don't think I would give it 100%.
I mean, yeah, because there's lulls in the show. In what they call fillers. Yeah, like, they were in the series. Like the where they were off-world, where he was... Don't touch that. Yeah, he was in... basically, like...
okay, touch that.
Yeah, you know, like they go on off-world, and he's fighting with the AT-AT? What the heck is that called?
AT-SD.
AT-SD, yeah, like... You're gonna have that, yeah. You're gonna that's definitely a filler episode. Then you go back. Then you have the one where they're hunting. What is it? They're on that prison ship.
Yes,
the Republic ship, right?
Yeah,
that was an that was a great episode.
Was it a Rebel ship or a
Republic? No, it's a Republic. It's a Republic ship.
Are you sure?
Correct. Yes, I'm because this is after the Empire has fallen. So the Imperials are just they're sort of the rogue group now, and the Republic. This is the new Republic ship.
Okay, but then why did the Rebel fighters, like the X-Wings...
Because they are part of the Republic.
Okay, so they are now the Republic.
Correct.
After they win, so they're the Republic.
Yes, okay. They're the new Republic.
I just want to make sure. One Republic.
You're arguing with the wrong person.
I don't know, he's wrong about that baseball thing.
Oh my God. Yes,
so it seemed like there were a lot of filler episodes.
I would say those two. There's a few. I mean,
a couple. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean,
there's only 8 episodes. They're all like 45 minutes each.
And I do like the length of the shows, which was.
It's great.
Yeah, it was like 40 minutes. And then the last one was like 45. It was like, all right.
At times, the good episodes, you're kind of.
You wanted more. Yes.
But then the other ones, you're like, it's just right.
Yeah.
It ended at the right time.
Correct.
Yeah.
I need more Gina Carano in my life.
She was really good in the series.
From here until the end of eternity.
Carl Weathers? Wow. Amazing.
I'm so glad he came back.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't believe like they found a way. Yeah. This is the way.
Then Gus Fring at the end. Yeah.
Oh, he knows. He knows what we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
I was actually... I've had a lot of memory lapses in the last couple of weeks. I was stewing for hours on end trying to figure out, what the hell is Giancarlo Esposito's name in Breaking Bad?
Gus Fring.
I know his real name in life. I don't know his character name. And I blacked out. I had to Google the damn thing. But seeing him in the last two episodes, tentpole, just bursting through the seams. Actually, me and the Miss... So I had been watching every step of the way. Mrs. AJ hadn't seen anything. I'd say for a solid 6 weeks. We watched the first one, and then she's like... I can come back to it at some point. And we just binged this, the entire run for a whole day. And she's just as enthralled with it. I think I made it sound like I didn't like the show. I love the show. But
what? I thought you were going to take it from a different angle.
No, I just wanted, I didn't know how to feel about it. It definitely takes... takes Star Wars in a different direction than we've seen in a couple of years, but you got to check yourself every now and then. Am I making too much of this? Is it as good as I think it is? You kind of have these moments where you go back and forth. I like the performances. Do I like the show overall? And seeing it as a whole in one big shot, it brought me back in. I dig this. It's not just a fleeting moment. This is a good show, and they really thought this. Even though really it's only 4 or 5 hours of actual content.
Yeah.
They still nailed it. So. I dug it.
Yeah, I mean, it was for me. It was coming from an outsider, right? I wouldn't say I'm a huge Star Wars mark or anything. So
no.
coming in, I was the trailers look interesting. I'll check it out. And I don't know. There's something about it was just really cool. And maybe it has just enough of the Star Wars element to feel Star Wars. But they didn't push it though. They didn't really just really force it upon you. So
they pushed it on the Mando thing.
The Mando.
They got to chill on the Mando usage on every other episode. It just kind of felt
like Mando,
but it's kind of funny.
I like it.
Yeah. But it's
endearing. Far be it for me.
What I really loved about Mando that
got him too.
that I thought was kind of cool was he reminded me a lot of Iron Man, right?
Iron Man.
When you start seeing him in action, he got all these cool weapons.
Yeah, the gadgets.
Fires and this and that. It felt and it was coming from Jon Favreau, I feel like he knew how to approach this because he's done Iron Man. So he's just going to apply a lot of the same approach to that stuff, and I thought it was great. You know, it's just like the action sequences was cool, and it just feels,
especially when all the Mandalorians are fighting together.
Oh my god,
is the best. Is the best. It's just awesome.
What did she say to him at the end? Like, have you studied Falcon's wings?
No, have you done the Rising Phoenix training? I was like, what? And she gives him the jetpack. I was like,
I didn't think we were going to see that this season.
I didn't either.
I thought this was going to be a season two thing.
She's like, it won't. If you haven't done it, and it won't listen to your commands. I was like, commands? What do you mean commands?
If only Boba had gotten that same.
Yeah,
thing.
He's like,
that poor son of a bitch.
He was awful in the original trilogy. Just an awful character. He's bumbling. How could he be a bounty hunter? Just an awful representation of the Mandalorians. I was like, he
had to be one of, like, the new foundlings.
Exactly. It was terrible.
So I have to ask you guys, at that last one of that, I think it was the last scene or one of the last scenes when you see Gus, he's holding that. That's a saber,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the dark saber.
Whoa. It's like, what is that? It's not a traditional lightsaber.
It's not a traditional lightsaber.
It looked like it had the appearance of a blade.
It is a blade.
Okay.
So it is. So it actually
like
originated.
An energized blade.
Correct.
Isn't that way better than just like a regular lightsaber?
It actually is on par with a lightsaber. So it was created by an older Jedi a long time ago. So this is really, really nerdy. But he was a Mandalorian who was a Jedi, who was actually inducted into the Jedi order. His name was, Tar Vizsla. Vizsla.
Someone's been on Reddit in the last week and a half.
No, I mean, oh, I saw.
I'm sorry, he was on Reddit in the last 3 hours.
I've seen it. So if you've watched the Star Wars, the Clone Wars animation series, that takes place between episode 2 and 3, and they actually dive deep into the homeworld of Mandalore, and then one of the
I have not met a Mandalore before.
The leaders of the Death Watch.
I have spoken.
He is the descendant of this guy who created this darksaber. So he held it for a while. And then Darth Maul held it for a while, and then he got killed off, and blah, blah, blah.
Spoilers.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean,
he hasn't seen it yet.
He died in episode 1, and then
exactly, he hasn't seen it yet.
and apparently Darth Maul didn't die there. It's a long thing.
So, oh god, yeah. I literally just almost ruined the Rise of Skywalker for both of you guys. And anyone within earshot of my voice.
But. Thank you. But yes, so it's an ancient weapon.
It's a thing,
and it's an awesome weapon because it is on par with a lightsaber.
It photographs well. I'll say that much.
So it takes away the light and energy around it. So it's sort of like a black hole in the saber form.
That's cool.
Yeah. So when Gus Fring pulls this out, right, and is go and then scares the shit out of the Jawas, right? And I'm like, what is happening? How does he have a lightsaber? Right? I'm like, there's no way he has a lightsaber. And he has a darksaber. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And so that I was actually more excited for that. I'm like, wow. Now you want to know, if you're a huge nerd, how did he get this weapon? And apparently, because he knew Mando's name, Jin, was it? Whatever his real name is. So
he said it on the show. Like,
yeah, he said it on her. Yeah,
I haven't heard that name in so long.
Yeah,
since
so he
was a foundling.
And so because his name is now part of Mandalore, like, and so Moff Gideon, Carlos
Gus Fring's character.
Yeah, his character, right?
Just was there. Gus Fring.
Was, yeah, for our Gus Fring's character, right? Was there on Mandalore. So that's how he knows the Mando's real name.
This guy's deep, man.
Yeah, so it gets really deep. I just want to know how he got it. Apparently, it's just when the Imperials took over Mandalore and destroyed it, basically. So
is his... Is his garment like tied? Because it feels very like Darth Vader-ish.
He's so Moff Gideon. So he is like, from the original trilogy, there's Grand Moff Tarkin, the old man on the Death Star who died, spoiler alert, who died when this-
Fire one shot.
Yeah, when the Death Star exploded. So he's like really high up there. So that's why he looks like, you know, he has like the garb.
He's got the garb.
Yeah, he's got all that garb. But it's like- He's a Moff, so I guess he's not that high up. So, but he's still one of the, you know.
I told you she wouldn't intentionally betray the rebels.
Yeah, that's right over his head. It's right over his head.
Yeah. Just going to keep firing.
Nuts.
But either way, I'm really into it.
Yeah, that dark saber, man.
And I think it's going to get I mean, I'm sure it's gotten a lot of people like me out there that has no idea what any of this stuff means, but it's cool, man.
Did you see that Jon Favreau didn't like how people called the child Baby Yoda?
Really?
Yeah, he didn't like it
when Bob Iger called it Baby Yoda. Sent him angry like hate mail at like 12 midnight. It's like, it's not Baby Yoda.
It's the child.
I mean, how are you supposed to know? The only reason I knew it was called the child was because I have closed captioning on.
That's what they said?
And it says, the child coos. So it's just like, and I'm like, okay, it's the child. Okay, not Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
But then the Mandalorian referred to it as the kid the entire time.
Yeah, so it's like the kid.
Now we're just getting confused. God, yeah. You're ruining it for all of us. But it's fine. It didn't detract from the experience, I would gather, from our conversation here. Sounds like we'll be all in for fall 2020.
Oh, I love that we got to see a little bit of IG-11 at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, his favorite.
Yeah. I was like, no, he's not going to self-destruct. No.
I was watching the last episode. I was like,
it made me sad.
Ice is so happy right now. And then like 10 minutes later, Ice is so sad right now.
I was like, oh, like, because he was like trying to convince me, don't do it, man. Don't do it. No, we need you. We need you. I was like, yes, we need you. Don't do it.
Then he goes, I can't hold this anymore. Gives him back the jetpack.
Oh. I'm like, oh, great.
This is too heavy, bro.
Oh, dude. You know what caught me off guard was, remember when they got on the little boat and then the little R2-D2 thing,
yeah, the droid,
got up and I was like, whoa.
Well, he's got arms and legs.
I was like, what the hell?
What is happening right now? He's supposed to have a jetpack, not arms and legs. What the heck is this?
He's the rowing R2-D2.
It's weird.
That's so funny. Yeah, I don't know.
It was a nice little touch. Like, you thought for a second it was going to be something different, and it took a completely different direction. So I dug it. It was cool.
I love everything about the show, man. It was just times when you feel like you know what's going on, you don't, and then they do some cool stuff.
Yeah. You're going to last 9 months until this thing comes out again?
Oh, man. I can't believe it. And I feel like they're doing it purposely to get people to renew for Disney Plus, right? Because it's in the fall, exactly when they launch. So it's now you have to renew
and
to
now
watch
this. It'll be episodic. Yes, right. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, that's brilliant.
How old
but even if there's so much stuff on the network to keep people on, I don't if that was the only
let's be honest,
if they didn't refresh the network,
the new
because they need to refresh the network, right? they need to add more content,
because people will start like complaining and trying to cancel and all that, but if they keep putting
Disney Plus is canceled.
No,
Jesus,
no. But I feel like users are gonna be like, start complaining, like, you guys haven't done anything. You gonna want me to stick around for a whole year? But
they already announced the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That
when is that? Mm-hmm. February,
spring or I'd say spring 2020.
That's pretty good.
The announcement that came out this week though was that they were bumping up WandaVision, which is the Scarlet Witch Vision show, from early 2021 to late 2020. So I think that kind of answers the concern that you have, where they may sense like there's an enthusiasm gap where like, oh, we got this one big show and then we got to wait this many months for the next big one to come. So they're plugging in the holes. I think they're getting a feel for this whole streaming thing a lot faster than like most other companies, mostly because they got money to do it. And the fact that they have the content, properties at the ready, that they can just kind of push the production schedule for this one show. And
I think that's all Cool Runnings was being added this month.
What, sweet. The series?
No, the movie.
I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
The series.
You think this one movie is going to carry them until spring 2020?
Cool Runnings.
Bunch of dickheads watching John Candy for 3 months until the Falcon, the Winter Soldier hits.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride. Yeah, it's on.
Right?
Yeah, it's on there. Sweet.
Yeah, see?
That'll keep ice.
We're going to add that to the list.
Sweet Lord.
You can watch Home Alone and Cool Runnings. That's great.
I guess.
The Wet Bandits all day. Represent.
Wet Bandits greater than Sticky Bandits?
Sticky Bandits, man.
Nah.
That's pretty good.
Nah, Wet Bandits.
Oh, well.
OG.
It's going to be a weird spring because we're going to be watching the Sticky Bandits and Cool Runnings and waiting for the Redskins to draft their first second overall pick in the first round of the NFL draft because they got a brand new coach, bitch!
Ah! Yeah! I think I should.
Yes. That's how we celebrate.
Yes.
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 I know I didn't do like a summary rundown for the show, but there's just too much going on for that to happen. So sorry, Liam, you had to stick around for the whole ride. But it's sports time. So if you are not a sports fan, this is where you punch out.
Bye-bye.
Star Wars people, come back. Star Wars people who like sports, come back. Sports people or people who don't like sports, out. This was a big week, I think, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, did you expect to have this much, like, Redskins news in, like, the holiday season as you go into the new year?
No. I mean, you knew change was coming. You just didn't know how
like
to change. Yeah. Yes. You didn't know how, like, so the Redskins fired their president of football operations.
Ding dong, Bruce is gone.
Bruce yes. Allen, he had a 62.
Fumbling
60
boob.
And 102 and 1. Record over 10-year span. So he was there. Anytime the Redskins would tweet anything, post anything on social media, they would be met with hashtag
flamethrowers.
Fire Bruce Allen. They were congratulating the Washington Nationals for their World Series championship. They would, and then immediately in the replies would just be hashtag
Bruce Allen.
Fire Bruce Allen.
Can you imagine being so bad at your job that your company is just told to fire you anytime you say anything?
No.
Can you imagine failing 62% of the time and still somehow hanging onto your job for a decade?
Yeah, it was that. Yeah.
You know what? Somehow I can oddly relate to that. Never mind. But that it's incredible how long this boob has hung on to a job. There's only 32 of these jobs in the world. Like, football is only an American thing. There's only 32 of these teams, and he's got one of these 32 jobs. And this dickhead failed more than half of the time and still hung around for a decade.
Well, it was pretty much Vinny Serrato 2.0, right? Like, he just was the
going
yes
over
man.
A lot of people's heads now.
Yeah, I know. This is way back early on in the Snyder stewardship
administration.
Here. So, you know, it was time.
It was a weird repeat in that we all felt like, oh, God. Bruce Allen is such a breath of fresh air after what we endured from Vinny Serrato. This is going to be...
It was more of the same.
And then the paint just melted
It was even
walls.
Worse. It was worse. He fired... I mean...
Objectively worse, yes.
So the Redskins had a 3-13 season, right? Started off 0-5. They fired Jay Gruden, their head coach, and...
For no reason.
I mean,
nah,
they were 0-5.
Yeah, that's a pretty good reason.
Yeah, it's.
I don't think it's his fault.
That's no, solid. I mean it's basically a collective.
I mean, it had to be done. It was going to happen regardless.
Yeah, it was a collective failure on all fronts. But yeah. He was just the scapegoat. So
yeah,
that's all. I mean, Bruce Allen at that point was just trying to save his job.
Nah. And you guys remember that we started this podcast like talking about the Redskins?
Yeah, we didn't. We haven't spoken about the Redskins in quite.
That was episode one.
Like the Redskins are Voldemort, he who shall not be named. Like we just haven't like touched it. It's been radioactive. What the last 12 like 13 months?
It's been well
no, that's more than that. Like 17 months.
I think the last time we spoke about them was like the Saints game
perhaps
last year. Like when
got steamed up.
Yeah. And then
did they win that game?
No, it was that Monday night game where they went. He got like 5 touchdowns. No,
he got the certificate.
Yeah, he got the plaque or whatever. And then
we were just mad because they sucked more.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, that's on brand.
Yeah. So,
they've just been radioactive the entire time we've done the show. Like, I don't want to make this seem like it's different than all the other times we were supposed to have a hope. It kind of feels like it's different than all the other times we had hope.
I think we're just so desperate to
we used to be so in.
Yeah, we used to
go to games.
Yeah.
I still have the clothes I wore to games. And
dude,
now
my Apple TV at home, like it shows up memories of pictures that I've taken and uploaded to the iCloud. Every photo that shows up right now is like the days that we went to Redskins games. For some reason
it's
shows
listening.
Up. Maybe it's because like this time years ago.
Year, yeah.
And we used to be at games this time years ago. And seeing these photos, I'm like, damn, I remember those days. Tailgating. We were all happy. We were younger. We were skinnier. And we had less body fat. Like it's
probably
great.
10%, right?
A lot of things will change. I don't think that's gonna be one of them.
We still drank the same.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Vomited more, but
I don't know. I think I with all the hashtags that were trending, I felt like change was coming. But then like do you remember, like, just a week ago, they started pivoting a little bit, saying that now the news is coming out that Bruce Allen isn't getting fired, but he's getting repositioned to another role in the organization.
That was subterfuge. They leaked that to see, to gauge.
If he will be happy?
Yeah, happy with it. That's what it was. It was completely, them leaking it to
their credit. That's a brilliant move.
That is a brilliant move. And some people kind of, I think one of the reporters in the area was Rick Hoffman. Snyder. No, I think it was Rick Snyder. He said they did that with Jim Fossil a long time ago.
Yeah.
And people were livid that they were going to...
remember that.
Yeah, that they were going to go in that direction, and then they pivoted then.
Man,
so,
I like this beer. Sorry, you were saying.
Yeah, so I think that's what they did. They just trying to test the water, see how everyone would react. They saw that it was not enough.
Credit to them.
So, people were like, yeah, no.
I think, was it New Year's Eve that he got fired? Or was it... I don't remember. But I was on my way
after Monday. The Dallas game, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, sorry, you're Monday. Right. Yeah, Monday then. Yeah.
Right after the game.
It was like 7 a.m. Everybody's waking up to see the statement from Dan Snyder. Yeah. Like, okay, he's no longer with the team anymore. I was like, wait,
like,
what?
Whoa.
He's no longer with the organization. It's like, yes.
That was
yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the conjecture. Like the second the final whistle blew in the Cowboy game, everyone's like, well, what happens now? And then like everyone's just like, I'm telling you, the entire day just furiously refreshing Twitter.
Did it happen?
You see all the reports of Dan Snyder walking hand in hand in the Dallas
with Alex Smith
in the garage, right towards the limo,
holding hands
with his new bun, Alex Smith. They bump
his
into
dick for all I know.
Bruce Allen. Don't say anything. Not a head nod. Nothing. And then they'd walk in opposite directions.
Mm-hmm. Like the paths they were walking looked like the Off-White logo. Just like. No one will get that.
Yeah. So, I mean, reports were flying everywhere that night.
Furiously refreshing.
Furious. So
actually, from like Sunday into Monday, just like constant waiting for the shoot.
And it happened. Yeah. I mean, it happened.
Oh,
there was a lot of rumors. We knew he was getting let go. We just didn't know in what capacity, if he would stay with the team. And he's no longer with the team. Great. So now you move forward with Riverboat Ron.
I love that's his actual Twitter handle. Nice. At Riverboat Ron HC.
Easy, he changed the color of the emoji. His avatar.
Oh, was it? Is now burgundy and gold?
Yeah, it's a new logo.
It was the same one. But,
hashtag new profile
with
pic.
The Carolina colors, and it's the burgundy and gold. I'm like, good for you, man.
His wife, like the day that it got like leaked that he was going to be the coach, she put their two dogs in redskin bandanas. I got a big fat throbber immediately. I was kind of lukewarm to the whole thing. Until I saw that, it's like, well, the whole family's in, so I have to be in too. I don't know how you can look at this Redskins situation as someone who's about to be hired by the Redskins and think, well, this can only turn out well. And somehow, like, he saw through all the muckety muck and thought, this could turn out okay. So
yeah,
if he can see through the garbage, then perhaps we should have some hope too.
Yeah, right? He did. On Chad Duke's show today, he
versus the world.
Yeah, versus the world. He actually did an interview with him with Ron Rivera, and he talked about the process of going.
Trust the process of
wanting to come to the Redskins. He's like, this is a great opportunity. So he actually tapped on. Spoke with Joe Gibbs. He mentioned he spoke with
you
Joe.
You spoke with Joe.
No, Ron Rivera spoke with Joe Gibbs.
That's awesome.
A few times to see, like, is it, you know, just to get his advice about the situation. And
did he just ask him when the check's clear? Like they're pretty good on payroll, right?
He's getting a 5-year deal. Like, I don't know do you know the numbers? I don't know. It's just 5 years.
But I heard it's 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. It's got to be.
I assume the number the first number in his check is probably a 5.
I thought so too. It's got to be a 5. Yeah. So it's just like, wow.
That's a lot of cashish.
Yeah, for sure.
Coin.
But did he say like what him and Joe spoke about?
Just about just like Dan Snyder's.
Like, do they have direct deposit?
Yeah.
Like,
I guess he's just getting his advice.
What's their 401k policy as far as matching? Yes.
So he's just getting his advice about the situation about Dan Snyder. And then, like, he spoke with Dan Snyder again and then spoke with Joe Gibbs again. So Joe Gibbs is actually the former coach of the Redskins, if you don't know.
Jesus.
Hall of Fame. Yeah. If people don't know,
you're
I'm just
listening
saying.
To the wrong show.
Yeah. He's the Hall of Fame, former Hall of Fame Redskins coach, but he lives
the
in.
The reason why we're still fans.
He lives in North Carolina. So that's why he was able to go and talk to him because he's, you know, so that's why.
Nice.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's respected. I mean, yeah, Joe Gibbs also has NASCAR teams, which are
The greatest living coach of any sport ever.
All they do is win NASCAR championships. How does this happen?
He's won 3 Super Bowls and he's made like a billion cars go like a million miles an hour.
It's
and
insane.
Like, they just throw money at him.
How?
He should
just be a consultant.
He coached that. He made that happen.
Yeah, I mean, he does that thing where he's just his arms crossed, still on the sideline of the in the pit.
And somehow the cars go faster.
Yeah,
they go faster.
It's the same look he had on the sideline of the Redskins game.
He commands respect. God.
Exactly. He knows how to build winners. How he made it to the playoffs twice on his second run is a monumental feat in and of itself. Because the team was still
awful.
Managed by Dan Snyder and Vinny Serrato. So.
Awful.
So
you know why they believed in him? I think that's what it is. It comes down to the players believing in the coach and believing in what they're doing and what they're playing for. Right?
I think they'll do that with Ron Rivera. I think this new team, or at least the players, will either they're gonna buy in to what he's selling, or they're gonna get shipped out.
I mean, we saw it today. I'm assuming you saw the press conference.
No, I didn't see any of it.
Oh, he was busy in the garage.
Yeah,
this maniac. Okay, so I guess we watched it. You and I did, but this maniac was so upset about the stream. Like, he didn't care about the content. He was like, "Why can't I watch this on my phone,
dude?
Why?"
I was working, and then I got the notification on my phone popped up said, they're about to go live at the press conference right now. I was like,
is this on Twitter?
No, it was on my phone through the Redskins app. So I'm like, oh, great. So I started going through the Redskins app watching, and it's not working.
Why would,
like,
you expect anything from the Redskins app?
For some reason, the very next thing I felt like doing was, oh, I'm watching it on the Redskins app. I'm going to go to Redskins.com on the website, and I'm going to stream it from there, which is probably the same stream.
An exercise in futility.
And that thing was not working. And if it was working, it would crap out every 5 minutes. And I'm like, of course, the Redskins can't get anything right. It can't even get web streams to work.
That's not their thing, man.
Can't even figure out what holiday
and
it is.
And after I saw these guys started to text him back and forth, I'm like, hold up. Like, how are you watching this?
Cable.
He subscribes to a TV streaming service that carried the whole thing.
And I didn't realize it was on our local NBC channel and
shout
ESPN.
Out to NBC Sports Washington. Clear as crystal.
It was on ESPN. It was on every freaking sports show on TV at that time. I was like, oh, okay.
I think it was on Lifetime. I don't know. I don't know how they got the feed.
So eventually I watched the whole thing and I'm like, this dude is awesome, man. He was scary,
didn't
but he's
have
awesome.
His shirt ready, but
yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
Didn't have a calendar for the owner to
look off.
Of course,
the Redskins screw up something. They always screw up something.
It's a drop in the bucket, man. Come on.
But I did pull this clip, because this is one of the clips that I had a lot of appreciation for him.
Appreciation.
Check this out, Warren. Please, clump.
Things will begin and end with one simple principle, discipline. I come from a military family where discipline, it isn't taught, it's lived. It's expected from day one. I have a philosophy that every player, every coach, everyone who works for this organization, they'll know it day one. You're not going to play for this team. You're not going to work for this team if you don't have the discipline and the commitment to give us everything you have. No exceptions, no excuses. It's that simple, guys. We have to hold each other accountable. And that's something that we most certainly will do. We'll expect the most from each other.
I hope he's not lying there. Because I was like, if you go down that roster and you find someone that's not willing to give it their all, you better fucking cut them, man. Like, I don't want to deal with nonsense like this. And I hope that Josh Norman doesn't get a second chance because he's now the coach. You know, like, I don't know, man. Like,
ladies and gentlemen, the new general manager of the Washington Redskins, it's Ice.
Because I'm serious, man. Like, if they're trying to just redo this thing the right way, you know, I feel like they're doing the right things right now, getting the right personnel in there. And he was even talking in his press conference about talking, like, you know, Dan was telling him, like, he wanted to do, like, a coach-centric
culture. That, yeah.
And he was like, no, like, what I want to do is a player-centric culture. You know, start with the players. Let's coach them up right. Let's train them properly. Let's give them everything that they need to be the best that they can be. And from there, results will come.
Didn't say anything about winning off the field. Because that's very important to me.
Or a damn good culture.
Damn good.
Damn good culture. Do I have that?
is actually damn good.
Oh, yeah.
Do it again. Do it again.
One more time. One more time for the people in the back.
Is actually damn good.
Oh God, it's so good.
But I was like, yes, man, yes. If you're truly, I mean, we've heard this with every other coach that, you know, even I felt like with the Shanahans, I thought they had the power to make decisions,
Bruce Allen was there.
That's true.
The constant between the futility of the last 10 years is Bruce Allen.
So constant futility.
Correct.
So I'm hoping with this go around that he truly gets the true like authority to do what he needs to do. And
as they
done.
Say in pro wrestling, he's got the stick. Like they hired him first. Like the guy who's supposedly his boss is getting hired second. So that kind of tells you where the power structure is being laid out at this point.
True that.
You talk about being coach centric. That tells you all you need to know about how they're going to proceed with the culture and the identity of the team. Like they're reshaping the organization to fit him. And he's going to have say, like, pretty much in every aspect of it. And you can't help but feel like if they're going to do that with the organization, which seems kind of counterintuitive, they kind of picked a really good guy to do that with. Someone who is so, not to say by the book, but he's got a set of principles. Like, he's got an aura about him. Like, he's got a very set way of going about business. And that's, if you're going to remake your organization, you got to start with that kind of person.
Well, he's well respected in all league circles.
Word,
yeah.
Like at every level, because he, as a player, as a position coach, as a head coach, he's well respected. Yeah. So, it's a wait and see approach to everything. So we'll see what happens. But day one, great, right? Like I would say it's a for me, it's B plus what he's telling me. Let's see what happens as we move along.
I just want to know if it's safe.
It's not safe.
God damn it, I want to know if
not,
it's safe.
Not yet.
What do you mean safe?
Can I wear the hats again? Can I put
He's wearing it. He came out.
He doesn't have any other hats. I need to know if I can get mine out of mothballs.
I'm not yet.
Come on. Shit. If you saw the guys in the front row, they're
one support. Guy with blonde hair.
Two.
What?
I think
two guys with blonde hair.
I think AP was there too. I think he wasn't.
He's got no hair.
He wasn't an extension on his contract.
I think he's got one more year on his contract.
Yeah, he does have one.
He
more
he
year
was
left.
Approved to the coach. Like I'm here.
Player
in support.
Option accepted.
I'm here in support, buddy. You see me here, me and guys.
If they win, well, if they let's say they get through the offseason. If they get six wins next year,
that, I'm still in.
That'll be obviously that'll be an improvement from this year because they only won three games.
Can we split the season ticket plan together?
I'm not paying for that thing, man.
Come on, man! It's only two games each. Liars.
Two games.
Two and a half.
No, I'm not paying for that.
Well, come on,
you gotta. They make you pay for the preseason games. I'm not watching that stuff. You know they make you do that.
Okay, we'll get a fourth.
Oh my god,
we'll make this happen, guys. Come on, I'm so eager to get back in.
I feel like I'm excited. I'm happy.
Hop it.
I still have slight concerns that you know while all the players love him and they're going to support him, they're going to fight for him. I just don't know, like. I don't know. Like, is he the guy?
Well, who knows? Maybe it'll be definitely.
You know
be
he has two coach of the year, awards.
Yeah,
two. Oh,
why would he get fired?
Because they underachieved. It's a results driven sport.
Yeah. So I mean,
he didn't have Cam Newton, and they went with a backup quarterback.
Who do we got?
Dwayne Haskins.
That says a lot.
And even then, he was
What's
talking
Cam
about
Newton doing.
He was talking about veteran quarterbacks during his press conference. So he didn't anoint Haskins the starting gig. Which
who do we got?
Alex Smith.
I know he wants to play.
Yeah, that's why he's pushing to play, man.
But
his leg's gonna fall.
I want him to retire as a healthy man. Like I aside from the sport, go live with your family, man. Chill out. You almost died. Like enough.
Okay, you're bringing me down, dude. Like I was on a high like 2 seconds ago.
Not Alex Smith. Like I want to do him right. Let him retire.
I know you want to do him. We understand. He's a very good looking man.
But yeah, it's like we don't have a Cam Newton. We don't have anyone close to a Cam Newton. Come on, man.
I think we have Sam shooting. Or something. I don't know.
Keenum?
I don't know. Okay, right. We've gone way too far. Yeah.
But overall,
so don't buy the tickets yet, is what you're saying?
No, like as much as I want to believe in it, until we can prove that we got a legit QB and we got pizza. I mean, I don't know. Hearing them change their approach to defense and stuff, it's I don't know.
Yeah,
it's,
the
it's
entire defensive staff gone. Gone.
So it must
Yellow
be
Yellow
like,
Pants, gone. Manusky, gone.
Our defense might be awesome.
Tom Sula, gone.
So it might be enough to give Haskins what he needs. I don't know.
Rob, yeah, I hope. I mean, well,
I don't know. If,
I don't know, but they're still thinking about the OC. The
that we
owe.
Is, that we, yeah, is Kevin, he still sticking Kevin around O'Connor. Too? I thought we were just blowing out everyone.
No, apparently he is speaking
KOC.
With Ron Rivera tomorrow.
Oh.
So we'll
so
see
we'll
what
find
happens.
Out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Okay.
He's got jobs. He can go anywhere. I mean, Kevin O'Connor has...
No, he can't.
Really? Are you serious? He can go to any... Come on.
What? Like, we can go to another podcast. You think Kevin O'Connor can go to another offense?
Yes.
I think not. I do. The seeds are sown.
The road ends here.
It dies here. Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, that was a somber ending. I was expecting more enthusiasm. It's fine. Maybe we'll have a more enthusiasm.
Come on, we've
in a
been beaten down.
Yeah,
so
we
much.
Are pretty. We are pretty shell shocked.
I bounced back. Look at me.
We're like that battered wife. Come
yes.
on.
Yeah, I'm ready to.
We know better.
I'm ready to invite Liam back for another episode. Come
no.
on, let's do it.
No.
No. Okay. Never mind. Maybe in February. We'll find out. All right, boys. Good first episode for 2020.
Get the rust off.
Yeah. Beat the brakes off this thing.
All right.
Well, until then, I say, I got to come up with a catchphrase in 2020. Okay, we'll do that first. I say adieu.
Later.
Bye-bye.